Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Justice is served. Tribunal delivers judgment in case against Huehuetenango community leaders. Several Guatemalan social sectors have celebrated the release of the political prisoners of Santa Eulalia and Santa Cruz Varillas, Huehuetenango department, after a year of being imprisoned for defending their communities. Domingo Baltazar, Rigoberto Juarez, Bernardo Ermitaño López, Arturo Pablo, Minor López, Francisco Juan, and Adalberto Villatoro were acquitted from all charges. Judge Jasmine Barrios ordered the immediate release of the community leaders since it was not possible to prove the crimes they had been charged for: instigation to crime, coercion, hindering criminal action, and kidnapping. This historical resolution addresses the criminalization of native peoples in Guatemala, stated the Association of Mayan Lawyers and Notaries, whose members defended the heroes of the popular resistance in that country. Trial observers agreed on the fact that this process showed the intention by the prosecutor's office to criminalize ancestral leaders of the north of Huehuetenango and reveal the ignorance by state institutions of how communities organize themselves and other international treaties and agreements signed by Guatemala that ensure their respect. Different Congress people also expressed their satisfaction for the release of these men and extended their solidarity with their families, friends, and allied organizations. They rejected the criminalization of the defenders of the territory, water, and life, people who struggled for the well-being of everyone, their common resources, the good living, and against this system of death and destruction. It is necessary to consider what is the economic and development model we want. It is necessary to consult with the people, to stop environmental degradation. We need social development, control over mega projects, and the fulfillment of tax obligations, they highlighted. Since they were detained, the seven Huehuetenango leaders were incarcerated with common criminals, despite the insistence by human rights defenders and members of different social organizations to end what they considered an injustice. They were persecuted for participating in protests against Hidro Santa Cruz, a subsidiary of Spanish transnational company Hidralia Energía, and their project to establish a hydroelectric dam in the Cambalam River to the detriment of their territories.